who arrived there to come back. It has nothing to do with these fellows. It's the essence of the beauty itself. Beauty wants to come out. Remember that in our story, God did not decide about creation. His beauty jumped out, therefore everything is. That beauty is in work, yes?
The scent is a remedy for the eye, light-making. The eye of Jacob was opened by a scent.
We are back to Jacob. We have a lot of prophets. Why we went back to Jacob?
Because he could smell Joseph's shirt.
Mm-hmm. Joseph's beauty, and over there the smell of the shirt of this guy is the remedy for blindness. His eye will open for that. That's why this. Do not forget, Rumi said directly there that this book I'm making, these remedies, these are just that smell. I hope you, Jacob, will be cured by this. I hope your eye will open to see the beauty. Yes.
The foul scent darkens the eye. The scent of Joseph suckers the eye. Thou who art not of Joseph, be a Jacob. Be like him with weeping and sore distress.
Why this one? The relevance of this sentence with the thing that we are talking now. John?
Well, if you're not capable of being beautiful yourself, you can recognize the scent of beauty.
He didn't say that. He sharply said, you are not the Joseph.
Right.
Because you like to be Joseph. Oh, remember what was that, it flattery and all that stuff? You like the flattery and everything because you like to be called Joseph. Everybody does. Why? Everybody likes Joseph. Why? Not because they're in love with Joseph. They want to use the Joseph. Even the fake Joseph these days is the
Brad Pitt or something?
The famine, no, it's the real industry, actually. And the big money is in that physical beautification stuff around the globe. I mean, the major part of the effort of humanity drains for fake beauty. This is what he's talking about, isn't it? The real Joseph is the one that will open your eye. There is the opposite smell, but the smell of Joseph is that. Who are you? Uh-huh. When I talk about Joseph, since I wish I was Joseph. Joseph is the image of God. You are the Jacob. Be the Jacob. What was the first pill, actually, he prescribed for you? Remember? Rumi? In your medicine?
Crying.
He brought the king barefooted to the mosque to cry. That's what Jacob is. I said, to Jacob, cry. Why? Let me tell you this. Suddenly he sees the subject very more important. He goes back to his teacher to quote something directly from his teacher. Yes. Oh, Mike is there. Okay.
Hearken to this counsel from the sage of Dasein, that thou mayst feel freshness in thy whole body.
This sage of Gazna, sage is not sage, it's Hakim. And Gazna is the living place of Sana'i, means Hakim Sana'i, his teacher. Because Sana'i is Hakim, Sana'i Ghaznavi, because he was living in Ghazna. And this is a very amazing stuff. Fortunately, Rumi did it in a very nicer way. His words are sharper than this. He would say, oh, not go for flattery. Yes, let's hear it. Do not pretend to be beautiful, and do not give in to the arrogance of underworld.
Disdain needs a face like the rose. When thou hast not, do not indulge in ill temper. Ugly is disdain in an uncomely face. Grievous is eye ache in an unseeing eye. In the presence of Joseph, do not give thyself airs and behave like a beauty. Offer nothing but the supplication and sighs of Jacob.
Yeah, here I believe he has difficulties to translate the word nas, because nas is very difficult to be translated. Anyone here volunteers to translate what nas is? Nas is an archaic Persian word that the words which are refined, pure, back to the essence in grammar. Then it's another one is an attitude. The attitude of beloved who doesn't reject you really, but doesn't let you in somehow. Plays the game with you. That we call nas. Means beloved pretends that she didn't see you. Or if you're not there, this is nas.
A feigned indifference?
Maybe. But it's more than that. First of all, for us, nas rhymes with the opposite word, which is niyaz. Niyaz means need. So naz is the response of beloved to my need. That naz and niyaz goes like that. But this is when I'm not joined. I'm not the lucky one. I'm playing the game and beloved doesn't let me in. So it's naz and niyaz, right? Then if I go in, the secret will open. I will share the secret of another. Secretively, it will be Raz van Niaz. So Raz rhymes with Niaz, and both rhyme with Naz. And three of them will play the game of lovemaking, part of it, that is. But it's more than that. Actually, an action. When you tenderly touch something, you're doing the action of naz. When you go somewhere and suddenly a piece of, let's say, very soft, delicate fabric is there, you do this. This is caressing.
Caressing.
Caressing is naz. So the word is this complicated and always delicate. Always, you could say caressing, you could say touching, which is not. Physically it is, but we meant that tenderness in that. Here he plays with all this and say, you, in front of the Joseph, you shouldn't play the Nas. You should play the Niaz, because you're the needy one. Like the need of Jacob for Joseph, which is not a physical need. Joseph needs his father. This is the father, but the heart relationship, saying Joseph is missing for Jacob. Do all of this means, instead of becoming arrogant, strong spirit and all that, come back here, what you need. And hang on to the smell, because this is the path to go over there. Because I told you, he told us what? The meaning of
dying by the parrot was supplication. Make thyself dead in supplication and poverty.
Okay, it didn't really ring the bell. I read the Persian one. Ma'aniye murdan means the meaning.